producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Group Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Recently, the FBI released a report examining mass shootings. They found a number of things. Of course, this is all going to be conflated and manipulated and turned around, and every town and the moms and dads are already doing it. But the number of shootings which a gunman wounds or kills multiple people has increased in recent years, with the majority of the attacks in the last decade occurring at a business or a school, according to an FBI report which was released this past Wednesday. According to the report, an average of 6 shooting incidents occurred in the first 7 years that were studied. The average rose to more than 16 per year in the last 7 years of the study. The period included the 2012 shootings at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, Sandy Hook, as well as the D.C. Naval Yard, in which a gunman killed 12 or more people before dying in a police shootout. Study focused on 160 active shooter incidents between 2000 and 2013. These are typically defined as cases in which a gunman in an attack shoots or attempts to shoot people in a populated area. There's a couple of things that go along with that as well. He's attempting to shoot a bunch of people he doesn't know. He's attempting to shoot a bunch of people in a public place. He's attempting to shoot a bunch of people. And in a lot of cases, he's going to commit suicide as soon as the second gun is introduced. The goal of the report, which excluded shootings that are gang and drug related, was to compile accurate data about the attacks and to help local police prepare for or respond to similar killings in the future, federal law enforcement officials have said. Now, one thing that I have noticed is that I've noticed in, I think maybe it's California. In California, they're getting M16s and in some cases grenade launchers at certain schools. I got to wonder about that. Now, I can see where that might be a possibly be used in a terrorist attack. All right. I don't know to what degree of training the people who are being issued these weapons. I don't know how well they've been trained to use them. If they can't use them like it's second nature, I got a couple of issues with that. But that ostensibly is in response to the school shootings, okay, which are very, very rare. They're very, very rare. According to James F. Yacone, an FBI assistant director who oversees crisis response and was involved in this report, he says these incidents, the large majority of them, are over in minutes. So it's going to have to be a teaching and training of the best tactics, techniques, and procedures to our state and local partners. I hope they include teachers. Unless you're going to station a group of police at a school, at best they're going to get there while the shooting is in progress, which means precious minutes are going to tick by and a lot of damage is going to be done. So I hope, as they're looking at this, that at some point they draw the teachers in and give them a set of tactics. Although the teachers are doing very well by themselves, thank you. According to the report, an average of 6 shooting incidents occurred in the first 7 years they were studied. That average rose to more than 16, like I said earlier. According to the study, which was conducted in conjunction with Texas State University, these typically are going to happen at a business or a school or a university or other education facility, according to the study. Although shopping malls are not without, you know, not beyond the pale. Out in the open where a big group of people is clustered is not beyond the pale. Military properties, houses of worship, healthcare facilities. In this time, in 160 shootings, a total of more than 1,000 people were either killed or wounded in the shootings. In about one quarter of the cases, the shooter committed suicide before the police arrived. The gunman acted alone in all but two of the cases, which indicates the lone wolf that is very hard to anticipate. The shooters were female in at least 6 of the incidents, which is sort of odd. Not all of the cases studied involved deaths or even injuries. In one 2006 case in Joplin, Missouri, a 13-year-old boy brought a rifle and handgun into a middle school, but his rifle jammed after he fired one shot. The principal escorted the boy out of the school and turned him over to the police. There are law enforcement officials, believe it or not, who specialize in behavioral analysis. And they say the motives of the gunmen vary, but many have a real or perceived personally held grievance. They feel mandates an act of violence. Though it is hard to say why the number of shootings has increased, officials say they believe many shooters are inspired by past killings and the resulting notoriety. Read that to mean the 24/7 mainstream media coverage while they're trying to yank the agenda along with the chain. Andre Simmons of the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit says the copycat phenomenon is real. As more and more notable and tragic events occur, we think we're seeing more compromised, marginalized individuals who are seeking inspiration from those past attacks. Beyond studying the shootings, they have promoted better training for local law enforcement. As they phrase it, invariably the first responders. However, I simply don't agree with that. If a teacher is there and is armed, or a group of teachers are there and are armed, you're going to mitigate the loss of life by a large percentage, maybe taking it down to the point to where it's not even considered a shooting of that type. Why certain officials won't come out and admit this is very telling for me. Most of your law enforcement officers out there on the ground, the ones in uniform, the ones in the car, the ones out there doing the deed, the tip end of the spear, if you will, like having an armed populace around, just like Tom was talking about the other day when he called in. That specter of the good citizen, the good Samaritan citizen, tackling the guy that's on top of the police officer exists in a lot of places. Police, by and large, the rank and file, like you being armed. Despite what you know, here in South Carolina just the other day, we had a trooper who pulled over a guy for a seatbelt violation. And the trooper said, "Let me see your license and registration." Now, the trooper said he dived into his car. Unfortunately, his dash cam shows him turning and leaning into the car, not diving into the car. And the trooper shoots at the guy 4 times, hitting him 1 time at the hip. That trooper is now fired and facing up to 20 years in prison, as he should. As he should. Now, the big difference between me and the guy that he shot, I might have said, it's on my front seat, can I go and get it? Because I'm aware that some of these guys may be trick on the trigger. I'm willing to give them, quick on the trigger, rather. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, I don't want to get shot. But the first responders are the people that are there. The teachers can be the first responders. The armed citizen can be the first responder. Admit that, please. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming from the desk of Tom Lambert, who is the vice president of Michigan Open Carry Incorporated, he wrote about a little incident that happened in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It seems that the very diminutive Michigan chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, which if you look at the picture, there's not a lot of moms there. There's a couple of dads, too. Actually, there's four dads and two moms in the picture that I'm seeing. They protested outside of a Michigan Kroger. And one of the resulting articles, Michigan Open Carry, says protesters at Ann Arbor Kroger off base. That article gave up a few really nice gems as to how well thought out their little protests are. In the article, the MDA rep, Kristen Moore, is quoted as saying, Lambert questioned whether Moms Demand Action was against all weapons or just those they could see. Moore said that concealed pistol carriers are different. Those with CPLs had to go through much more extensive background checks and training to lawfully carry their weapons, she said. We're not interested in confiscating the laws of or the guns of law-abiding citizen, legal gun owners. There's a little bit of a problem with that. According to Michigan law, MCL 750.234D, it is illegal to possess a firearm in any establishment with a liquor license. The main exception is that is the carve out there is for the concealed pistol license carrier. So, MDA isn't worried about CPL holders, but they protested outside of a place where only CPL holders could carry. Do you get that? They're not against the CPL holder, but in the place that they were protesting, only CPL holders could go in there carrying a gun. The Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America, they don't make any sense. They don't know what they're talking about. And the way Michigan law works, it undermines everything MDA is trying to do. They're trying to do two main things. They're pushing for expanded background checks because we need to make sure only good people have guns. And they're pushing for stores to ban guns because we don't know who the person with the gun is. In Michigan, a CPL is needed to carry in almost every grocery store if they sell beer. That is that simple. So they either need to back off on the stores because everyone has to have one of those background checks for the CPL, or they need to admit they're pushing a false dichotomy to push for more background checks. Like I said, of the moms there, only two of them are moms out of six that I see. The rest are dads. Is there a new group? I'm not aware of any new group. That just cracks me up, though. I'm sorry. It cracks me up because they're in a place that they didn't research. They haven't researched the local law enough to know that in Michigan, if you're serving alcohol, you have to have a permit to carry a gun in there. They say they're not against the permits, but they're protesting a place where only the permit holders can be. Huh. It's real interesting to me. Real interesting. In Colorado, depending on which poll you're listening to, the current sitting governor of Colorado, Hickenlooper, is 10 points down or in a dead heat. I have long believed that polls are put out there they are politicized, these polls. If they want somebody to win, they try to create an air of inevitability, and then they put out the poll saying, well, he's 10 points ahead. Now, Quinnipiac released a poll that Hickenlooper is down 10 points against former GOP Representative Bob Beauprez among all likely voters. The Q poll also shows him 13 points behind Beauprez among independents. Poll by conducted by Suffolk University for USA Today shows it a dead heat. gosh. And there's a reason for that. Because Hickenlooper put way ahead of the interests of the people of Colorado, the interests of Michael Bloomberg and Joe Biden and Barack Obama. He got to pal it up with a billionaire and the vice president of the United States. And he liked it. And then after Biden was out there lobbying the state senate of Colorado, telling them what to do, and John Morse being the idiot he was, he did what he did, and it cost him his job. After they did all of that, then Hickenlooper got in front of the sheriffs, and what was some of the stuff he said? He denied talking to Bloomberg about this before this happened. He denied it. He blamed his decision to sign the law because one of his staff made the commitment that we would sign it if it got passed. I thought you were the governor, pal. Your staffer. Which staffer is so big in your administration that if he says something, you got to honor it? He admitted that he didn't do his homework until after the kerfluffle, that is, the recall elections, or the recalls, and then the consequent elections that elected Republicans in their places. And he only got some facts that we should have had at the beginning after he signed the bill. And this dishonesty is why he's in trouble. It has nothing to do in Colorado or anywhere where this is going on with a citizen's lack of civility or compromise or moderation or whatever other fantastical scapegoats and excuses the Beltway Press Corps conjures up from outside of the state. The people of the state of Colorado rose up against this machine and they have thrown two people out. They led to the resignation of another, and they're about to unelect the sitting governor. Ho ho! And, you know, since most of our media originates either inside the Beltway or to a large degree New York, they're looking at this saying, how can this be? What's the reason for this? Are these people savages? See, when Bloomberg got out there and made the little statement about, I don't think they have paved roads where Giron got kicked out of office. You know, the people of Colorado said, let's see, there's Bloomberg who talked to Hickenlooper, that Hickenlooper listened to Bloomberg, and Bloomberg's putting us down. And that's just one. That's just one instance. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. What are the 10 most common mistakes in self-defense firearms training? Let's go through them, shall we? The biggest one you can possibly imagine would be taking bad advice. A lot of students will go to a class after having received advice from somebody that might be a veteran or a police officer or owns a lot of guns. And while that does indicate that they may know something about guns, they may not know anything about teaching people how to handle guns. They may not be that good at them at that themselves. Being a military veteran, you know, there are some military veterans that have gotten out that are not combat arms people, that don't actually drive guns on a daily basis. They know how to use them. They know how to manipulate them. They can teach you the very basic rudiments. But if you're wanting to learn something like fire maneuver, you're going to have to get that from a specialist. Number two, a suboptimal student-teacher ratio. Teacher-to-student ratio, like in high school, is sometimes 30 to 1. And that might work in high school, but when you're paying for training that you're going to use to possibly save your life or cost you your, might cost you your life, you just about deserve one-to-one attention. Typically, you're going to want a student-teacher ratio of 4 or 5 to 1. Okay, so if you're in a class of 30 students, there needs to be at least 6 instructors there. If you don't have that ratio, maybe you need to ask for your money back. Because these instructors, when they're teaching people, especially new people, they've got to break them of the bad habits or the bad presumptions, like keeping your finger on the trigger, pointing it in the wrong direction, not putting it back in the holster, not making sure it's safe, all that other stuff. Number three is getting the wrong training. Civilians and police and military, they all use different tactics with different firearms to achieve different goals and therefore need different training. A police officer or a civilian risks prison using tactics that are acceptable on the battlefield. A soldier in the field of battle is pretty much unconcerned about civil lawsuits while returning enemy fire from 200 yards away. So, most of your instructions you're going to get, like if you're going to a pistol class, first of all, pistols are, you know, I've never seen a unit be 100% entirely pistols, unless they're primary weapons. So a fighting pistol, disruptive pistol, pistol 101, defensive pistol, whatever you want to call it, that's typically going to be a good self-defense class, okay? Number four, choosing the wrong caliber. Sometimes a husband will go out and decide he's going to buy a gun for his wife. And the best way to buy a gun for your wife if she's never shot a gun, or your boyfriend if he's never shot a gun, or whatever it may be, is to take them with you and let them try the gun. And if you're asking the guy on the other side of the counter, if his answer is, "Well, sir, let me think about that, how the heck would I know?" If you get any other answer than that, you need to walk out. There is no perfect gun. There is no magic gun, no magic caliber, no perfect combination of the two. If there was, we'd all be carrying the same thing. There would be one gun manufacturer. He'd be making one gun, and we would all be carrying that one gun. Determining the right gun requires an assessment of a bunch of different factors, including body size, hand size, experience, and most importantly, what you want to do with it. For some people, the five-shot snub-nose 38 Special is as good as it's going to get. They might change the grips. Which, if that's what you're carrying, I change the grips. Get the biggest thing you can afford to buy, and get the biggest thing that you can possibly conceal, because that little gun's going to punish you when you train with it. But you need to train with it if that's your carry gun. That's a thing. Believing that there's only one way to do it. After you get some good quality professional instruction, find another instructor and go get some more. Find someone else. Each skill you learn should be compared and contrasted with every other skill. Some will work better in certain situations. Some will work better for you personally. There's not one way to do it. If an instructor tells you this is how you will do this on my range, certainly respect his position and the fact that there may be a safety or liability issue involved. If the instructor tells you this is the only way to do this, you need to be looking for another instructor. Dry firing. I do the most dull of shooting exercises. I take the magazine out. I make sure that the gun is completely empty. I point it in a safe direction. I run the slide. I pull the trigger. I hold the trigger. I run the slide again. I let out till I feel the trigger reset, and then I pull the trigger again. And I do that for 10, 20 minutes at a time. Mind-numbingly boring. Absolutely necessary if you're going to run a gun in a fast, efficient manner. Dry fire drills from going, you know, the draw and the first trigger pull, okay? The reholster from shooting, the trigger reset, using snap caps to work through malfunctions, all of those things are very important, and they add to your skill set, and they're not as fun. They're not as fun. You know, putting a piece of paper on a wall with an X on it and sitting there and drawing from that holster repeatedly, punching that gun out of that X. Not much fun. Taking that gun from the X, bringing it down and holstering it. Not much fun. Over and over and over and over again. But you do have to train with that, and that does make you a better combatant. Conversely, you got to know when you have mastered something. You can get into too much repetition. The only thing you cannot repeat enough is actual trigger time. some of these drills that you will do, once you have learned them, once you've figured out how that this is going to work, like reholstering is very, you know, everybody, how hard is that? It is very hard after you've been in a self-defense shooting. Okay? You've got to make your mind wrap around the fact that my finger's coming off the trigger as I stick this in the holster. It's got to go in the holster. A lot of people like Kydex nowadays. These are holsters that do not bend, they do not fold, they do not give. So if you're not completely lined up with that, it's not going to go in. And then you're going to look down. You're going to look down. One of the things they teach you in a self-defense shooting when you're training for self-defense is after you have fired, you are scanning the area. You might want to continue that because things might not happen immediately afterwards. But while you're sticking the gun away, that's a skill while you're reholstering. Reholstering is a skill. And you could shoot yourself if you have your finger on the trigger. The biggest mistake anybody makes is thinking that they can go to a range, stand in a lane, shoot at a square piece of paper, and they're ready to go fight. Another one is failing to do force-on-force training. Airsoft is a very cheap way to do it. You've got to shoot against people that are shooting against you. And the last thing is thinking that all you need is a gun in a holster. Do you have a spare magazine or a speed loader? Do you have a cell phone, a mobile phone? Any less than lethal weapons? Do you have a good flashlight? A lot of things you got to consider with this, so be mindful of that as you're going about your day. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, coming to you live from the Frogwood Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. Haven't had him on the show yet since I've been at Genesis Communications, but I do need to go get him. But I've developed over time, over the telephone, if you will, sort of a, maybe friendship is a little too taking a step too far, but I have no doubt he would show up. Ed Peruta, okay? Ed Peruta is a Second Amendment advocate and a freelance videographer who spends his time, splits his time during the year between Connecticut and California. Peruta wanted a concealed carry permit to carry in California because he was traveling around with a bunch of cash, going, sometimes getting to crime scenes to film them before the police got there. A lot of cash, a lot of expensive video equipment. Believe me, I'm buying some, and I know exactly how expensive it is. He applied to the San Diego Sheriff's Department for a concealed carry permit to take his 1911 45 around with him wherever he went, and he was turned down. He sued, and a three-judge panel of the Federal Appeals Court, the Ninth Circuit, ruled in February that any responsible law-abiding citizen is entitled based upon the Second Amendment, to possess a concealed firearm in public for self-defense. It's currently going through an in-bank review with the full court, and if it's upheld, this is going to be trendsetting. In California alone, when you've got 9 million gun owners, it is estimated that within a year's time you have 1.9 million permits for people carrying guns around. Right now you only have 50,000 plus somewhere. I don't know exactly where the numbers fall. Since this decision in February, certain state and local government efforts to regulate gun possession have largely survived legal attack. Think New York, think Connecticut. Not in Illinois. Didn't survive it in Illinois. So, a victory for Peruta at the high court where it's at could reverse the trend and be used to attack strict public carry laws in New York City, in Boston, in Baltimore, in Washington. That would expand the number of people carrying concealed guns on city streets by as much as, 5%. Adam Winkler, a law professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, stated, it would mean that the discretionary permitting process in many major cities would be invalidated. You're absolutely talking about millions more people having permits to carry guns. Now, the NRA supported Peruta. Gun Owners of America supported Peruta. Don't know what the Second Amendment Foundation had to say about it. For these organizations, more people packing pistols and revolvers and other sidearms may mean the difference between life and death. If you had 1.9 million of California's 38 million residents armed, criminals would be deterred in the most populous state because they wouldn't know who's carrying a gun. Chuck Michael is Peruta's lawyer and the NRA's West Coast Council. He said, no one is going duck hunting when 5% of the ducks might shoot back. I hear some of these things these guys say. I wish to God I'd said them. But nobody ever asked me the question. I might have said them. For gun control advocates, however, they say that the math is dangerous because without stringent permitting, the odds go up that guns will fall into the wrong hands. Mike McLively is a lawyer at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. He said the more guns you have in public spaces, the more likely you are to have altercations between people that become deadly. And, of course, because he wasn't pressed on that, he gave no evidence to support that claim. Now, and believe me when I tell you this, if concealed carry permitters were gunning each other down, that would be making the news. That would get picked up by the mainstream media. Today, one concealed carry permit holder gunned down another concealed carry permit holder in a dispute over who got the last brown mule out of the ice cream box at a local convenience store. That would make national news. There would be a national referendum on concealed carry permit practices. Should there be concealed carry permits? Should we just do away with carry? You know, that would be the debate. Fact of the matter is, that just doesn't happen to any degree, statistically. In fact, concealed carry permit holders are the most law-abiding people in the United States today, bar none. There's plenty of debate about causes and cures for gun violence. It's already going down, though. It's already going down. And the only reason that the mainstream media is not out there saying, well, it's because there's concealed carry permits out and about, is because they don't want to tell the truth. And this is what... Let me throw a couple of points at you. Concealed carry permits... Unprecedented growth, 147%. Gun ownership going through the roof. Population going up. Crime going down. If it were the guns, crime would be going up. If it were the people with the guns, with more people out there, crime would be going up. But it isn't. It isn't. Crime is going down because there's more people with guns. End of story. McLively credits the surge in permits to a concerted gun lobby push at state houses across the country to radically weaken restrictions on concealed weapons. And for these guys, see, what this is all about is where they're saying, well, it's to bolster the gun industry. It's to NRA does more to sell guns. They're partners in the gun industry than anybody else out there. And for those that get out there and say, well, they want more guns. Well, no, what it is, we want more gun owners. If a new person comes to the fold and they've never owned a gun before, then they're going to buy a gun from somebody. Now, if they buy it from a dealer, it's probably a new gun out there in the system if they're the first owners that have ever earned it, which is more guns. But the end result that we're actually looking for is more gun owners. Now, for those that out there that have three gun safes full of guns, it's their right. Good for them. I don't know how they make their decision about what they're going to carry, but good for them. You know. So, yes, we are calling for more guns in the most part. And we're calling for more gun owners and more gun carriers because it is a good trend. We are seeing the results from it. California right now is among 10 states, including New York, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Maryland, that give local law enforcement agencies discretion to grant or deny a permit, typically based on whether a person can show good cause to be armed. These are referred to as the may issue state. All the other states, if you meet a few qualifications, including criminal and mental health background checks, you get a permit. You may have to go shoot a gun 50 times, one box of ammo at a range. Arizona, Alaska, Vermont, Wyoming, you don't need a permit at all to carry a gun. According to Andrea James, a Minneapolis-based analyst for Doherty & Company, she's saying that deregulation has been good for the firearms industry. I don't know in what context she means, though. They track gun manufacturers, and right now the overwhelming trend of gun owners that are buying guns are urban residents, women in particular, black women, the majority of women. Like Shanine Allen. They're driving the trend as public perception about carrying guns has changed. And females, some of them are beginning to accept the truth about that force equalizer. They're seeking them for personal protection and as a measure of equality. James said, you've seen an explosion in the last few years of people wanting to carry for personal protection. It's absolutely a favorable trend for the firearms industry to have more concealed carry permit holders. On a lot of different levels, it is. Yes, it is. But it's a good trend for every neighborhood where this is allowed. Because when some predator enters a city or a county or a state where shall issue exists, they don't know who's got them. They don't know who doesn't have them. They know they're rolling the dice. They know that as an occupational hazard, they may get ventilated. And that's a good consideration to take when you're picking your life's work. That is it for us for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.